What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding the communities everywhere.
If you're new to the Positive Truth, we're an uplifting and positive news source. We do audio-only uplifting news every Monday and Wednesday. Friday, we do an episode just like this where we talk about issues, how you can change them for the better. Where can they find us at, Tim?
You guys can follow us on Facebook at The Positive Truth Podcast, on Twitter at TPT underscore podcast, on Instagram at The Positive Truth. You can find us on SoundCloud, Google Play, YouTube, iTunes, all that good stuff. Make sure when you guys do follow us, you guys are liking it, subscribing, sharing, all that good stuff, because the more you guys share, the more you guys like, the better it is for us, and the more we can get our word out there.
You never have to pay for the podcast. We just ask that you share it with a friend and spread the positivity.
Indeed.
Last Friday, we did basically 12 questions we got from teenagers. We answered them. We think it was pretty awesome. We got 13 more. We're going to finish that episode today, right now.
Indeed.
I'm going to read them this time.
Indeed, because I cannot see, and JP made it obvious last week. So here we are.
So the first question is, why don't adults listen to us?
Well, these are teenagers asking these questions, so why don't they listen to you?
Can I just say, like, you should always listen to understand and not to respond. Doesn't matter, like, what portion of life you're in. Like, you're at work, like, you shouldn't just be, I'm listening to you just so I can get this response ready just to throw it out. Like, listen to understand.
I like that. Listen to understand. For sure.
And sometimes parents definitely don't do that. It's like my way or the highway. I'm paying the bills. I'm feeding you. You're going to do this. You're going
to
do that.
That's exactly what they're probably referring to, because there's a lot of that, especially where these kids are from. You got a lot of people that, look, it's either my way or the highway type of things. And I think they're asking, you know, why is it your way or the highway? Why is it your way or no way?
Because they're paying for everything, blah, blah, blah. But the thing is, like, when you're a kid, like, you have, like, no control over your life.
Let them know again, JP. You have very little control. Very, very little control.
Like, your parents tell you, like, 16 to go get a job. And even then, it's like your job options are limited. And, like, you're being told when to come to work. It's like this probably not the best job in the world. You go to school. They tell you what classes to take. It's like you get to pick, like, one elective. Like, you get to pick between Spanish or like, French. Like, oh, yeah, choice. You don't really get to choose what you eat. Like, you have a little bit of input into it. Like, you can whine and beg. I know I did. I whined for a lot of McDonald's. But you really don't have choice over much of anything. So that's where the frustration comes as a kid. Like, I just want to be listened to sometimes. And parents are like, I'm overworked, probably underpaid like most of America. I'm paying for all your stuff. Child, just do what I say.
I don't want to hear it. I hear that 100%, man. That's definitely a lot of parents.
So that's probably why that's happening.
Yeah, for sure, man. And one thing that you guys have to realize, be patient. These kids really need to be patient, because at the end of the day, you guys are going to be the adults in the room. You guys are going to be surrounded by a bunch of kids, and they're going to be asking you the same exact question that we asked, that you guys are asking, and I'm sure our parents asked when they were younger. How come it can't be our way? Eventually, it will be your way. Just be patient. You know, patience is a virtue, all that good stuff. I'm sure you guys learned about patience, you know, back in elementary school. We did. I'm sure we did, didn't we?
Yes.
I think we did. We had, do you remember those little cards they gave us?
The lions. Like,
yeah! Oh, those, like, character cards or something.
I remember my mom put them all in this book frame.
Dude, my mom did too.
And I have no clue where they're at. But the thing I would say is, like, there's a lot of questions in life, and sometimes your parents just don't want to explain them to you, because, like, those questions can just come. It's just like, I explaining is hard. Some things aren't black and white. So it takes a long time to explain something. So it's just like, no, just do it because I said so. And parents and adults just need to understand, like, it's necessary to explain yourself. Even though it might take longer, explain it once. And if they don't remember, like, hey, we already talked about this.
JP's dad voice then.
I don't know if anybody else about that.
Hey. So this has to go on both sides. Patience for the children, more explaining, more listening to understand for adults.
Agreed.
Next question is about trust. How do you know if someone actually trusts you?
Man, trust is it's a tricky thing, man.
Time, experience. Like, that's really the answer here.
Time. Time is like number one for sure.
Because you can't just rush things. You know, we live in the text message, instant text, microwave, fast food.
Swipe left, you got a date right away. Everything's quick, man. Everything is quick these days.
But trust isn't quick, ever. It takes time, takes experience with that person. So you just have to, like, you have to be respectful of them, be trustworthy yourself, and then they'll be trustworthy towards you. And if they don't show that, you don't interact with them anymore. And you only, that can just come through time. There's nothing quick about that. That's why, like, you know, I play basketball, so it's the only sport I can really connect to. Like, you go play pickup basketball and you've never played with someone before. Like, I've never played with any four of you all. So it's like,
I don't want to pass you the ball.
Or they don't want to pass you the ball, or you're kind of like watching each other.
Right.
You go to do some fundamental basketball play and they don't know what you're doing. They're just moving your screen out of the way. You go to like box out and they're not, or they're just running back. Like, and you play with someone, and then you play with them. Like 20 weeks later, you play like every Wednesday, and all of a sudden you know each other by name, you know where he likes to shoot, you know where he likes to shoot, you're all moving in sync, it's just, you're just better. It just happens over time.
I agree, man. I agree 100%. Time is definitely that number one answer. If you don't think somebody trusts you, if you're not sure of it, take some time back, observe the situation, think about how they treat you. And if they don't treat you well, they probably don't trust you that much. So on to the next one. There's so many people out there in the world. You guys heard that quote before. There's so many fish in the sea. You can meet new people, new friends, all kind of new things in life. Just experience more if you don't feel like somebody trusts you fully when it comes to friends. Now, if it's your parents or something like that, they may not trust you. That's going to take time.
Hold
once
up,
again.
Hold up. Speaking of that, Tim, the next question is, why do my parents always assume the worst out of me?
Woo! Because they know themselves. That's the number one answer for me, man. I promise you, like, talking to my mom real quick, like, me and my mom, we have a good relationship now. Like, we talk all the time. I'm learning so much more about her as a young adult and the things that she was going through. And a big part of the reason why she didn't trust me so much as a teenager is because of the person she was back in the day. She was having a good time. And the way the kids say it these days, she was getting lit back then, just having a blast. So in her head, hey, I fell through the cracks by doing this. I don't want you to fall through the cracks of this. So yes, whenever you're sleeping too much, I'm thinking, you know, you're partying all night because that's what I did back in the day. And it makes 100% sense. So all the times that they don't trust you, maybe because of something they did before in the past, or at the same time, it could be something that you did, something like ditching class. And now, hey, you lost my trust. You have to earn it back type of situation. You didn't go to school today, so I'm gonna drop you off every single day and, you know, this big minivan and make sure, you know, I embarrass you or something. And make sure I yell, have a good day, sweetie. I mean, I've seen parents do it because their kids were ditching. It's legit. I would love it to death. It's so funny to me. And that's what these kids get for ditching at 14 years old.
I think, like, as a child, you need to understand your parents think about you at least 5 times more than you think about them.
Mm.
And they're probably terrified. Like, that's probably, like, it's probably just fear. Like, you're young and driving, or you have this phone in your pocket that can get you access to virtually anything.
You get a boyfriend or girlfriend for more than 3 months.
They don't want you to have a kid because you can't afford it. They don't want you, like, they don't want you to get bullied at school. They don't want you in a fight. They care about you so much, but there's so many things that can push you off the rails. Like, that's where, like, they don't trust you is because they're probably just terrified because they remember how they were and they know all the, like, ways you can screw up. So this is like communication better, like, I'm not doing this. Like, you need to look them in the eye, tell them, like, I'm not doing this. I am going to over to so-and-so's house to play video games, basketball, and eat. Hey, you don't need to worry about them because his mom's gonna be there. I'm gonna leave at this time, blah, blah, blah. You build that trust, like, I will be home at 8 o'clock. I will be home at 10 o'clock.
Indeed.
His mom is going to be there. Well, you have to, like, understand they're just terrified for you because there's so much bad things that you're probably not prepared for as a child. You're definitely not prepared for house parties, crazy technology, all kind of stuff. This is a lot of ways to be young and go astray.
So understand your parents care.
15, suicide never gets talked about. We haven't done a suicide episode.
We have not, and we actually talked about it right before we got on here today that we're going to do a suicide episode. So before we go too in depth to it, which we're not going to today, let's talk about why it's not talked about. It's a scary subject. People don't want to talk about it. Adults especially don't want to talk about it to kids because honestly, I'm scared. I might put the idea in your head if you're going through something, and I don't want to be responsible for that. Nobody wants that on their conscience. But at the end of the day, it's something that definitely needs to be addressed, especially like I talked to JP about before the show. There's a TV show on Netflix called 13 Reasons Why. Blew my mind, man. I binge watched it like so quick. It's a show about a girl who committed suicide, and I don't want to go into too much details because, you know, I know a lot of people out there still watching it, and I might get, you know, threatened through Facebook or something. Basically, it's something that we definitely need to talk about, something that these kids are thinking about. Most people have thought about it at least once throughout their life. So the fact that we don't talk about it more, the fact that these kids are even questioning it now, is something we definitely should, you know, bring to the table here at Positive Truth. That's what we're about, man. We're trying to bring awareness.
Absolutely. So we'll do an episode about it. And you're right, suicide never gets talked about. That doesn't matter if you're young, old, no one really likes talking about suicide at all.
So it's a scary subject.
It really is. So we'll talk about it. It's coming in a previous episode. Or
future episode. Yes, he messed up too. I'm just kidding. Hey, real quick though, if you guys are thinking about suicide, contact an adult. There's teachers, coaches, counselors. There's anybody you can talk to. Talk to somebody. You don't want to be alone in a situation like that if you are thinking about it. Just real quick, because I know we didn't really answer, you know, talk about it entirely too much.
Next question. How do I balance everything and make everyone happy? It seems like no matter what I disappoint someone, you're never going to make everyone happy.
That's the truth.
It's never going to happen. There's someone that's always going to be mad at you. You can be, it was just Easter, I can say this. You could be Jesus. You could be curing people, bringing people back from the dead, turning water into wine, and there'll still be people who want to kill you.
There's still people out there that
hate you. And even if you don't believe in Jesus, like, you can do everything right, be Mother Teresa, you can be Gandhi, and people are still going to try to get at you. Like, it doesn't matter. What you need to do, instead of trying to worry about making everyone happy, you need to know why you're doing something and why this is, like, why the purpose, just have a purpose-filled life. And whenever you, like, I understand why I do this, I understand why I want to do this, those people that don't like it, you don't need them in your life. Point blank. You'll never make everyone happy.
Absolutely right. Sometimes whenever you're succeeding in life, you just happen to get more haters. You want to be around people that want to see you do good. You don't want to be around people that want negative things from you. They just don't want you to succeed. And there's a lot of people out there like that. You have to learn to ignore those people and just surround yourself around those positive thoughts, those positive words, those positive people. Because at the end of the day, you guys are going to grow together. And those are the people you want to grow with. And if you have some people that are holding you back, just cut them off and grow without them. Because at the end of the day, if they want to be friends with you, if they want to be a part of something positive, not something negative, but something positive, they'll grow with you or they'll figure out a way to grow with you.
So commit to yourself and don't worry about everyone else.
Tú sabes.
Next question. Why should I respect you if you don't respect me?
Because you're a better person.
I mean, there's different levels of respect. I feel like when you say, like, you should respect me.
In the hood way, like, if I'm walking down the hall, you better say what's up to me type of thing. Like, that kind of respect, or, like, you're calling me a certain name, how do I respond? Like,
there's just different levels of respect. Like, I've worked with people I can't stand. And so, like, I respect you in the workplace. Like, I am only going to talk to you about work.
Right.
If you bring up any small talk, I'm going to nod and walk away.
Oh, I do the same thing. That's too funny.
Like, that's it. Like, I'm not going to talk bad about you. I'm just like, I just don't like that person. Like, if someone asks me, like, oh, how do you feel about so-and-so? We don't get along. School, work fine. Like, there are different levels of respect. So if someone's just, like, you feel like they're disrespecting you all the time, just cut them out your life. If you have to be around them, respect them to a certain level. And if you feel like they're just going out of their way to disrespect you, like at work, just jump above them. Like, hey, I've done this, this, and this. They keep doing this, this, and this. I've already tried to address it with them. Talk to someone you feel like is being disrespectful to you. If it doesn't work, just go above their head.
For sure.
Cut them out of your life if you don't need to interact with them.
For sure. I mean, if you're going to school with them or you see them every day or you have a class with them, I mean, you can try to talk to them. And if that doesn't change, it's kind of one of those things, just avoid. because if you don't avoid, it's going to eat you alive. I mean, it's going to start affecting you in a physical sense. Your stomach's going to start hurting. You're going to be around somebody you just want to hit in the face, maybe. And that's not who you are anymore. That's not who we want to, you know, promote you to be. At the end of the day, you're going to go through people. You're going to go through life dealing with people that do not respect you. This goes back to, you know, the previous question. Man, you have to want better for yourself. You have to have a purposeful life. And if you have a purposeful life, you're going to realize this person that doesn't respect me, it's okay that you don't respect me. I respect you as a person. It is what it is. We don't have to like each other. We have different opinions. It's cool. I can still stand right here next to you and not have an issue. But if they're beating, oh, you get on my nerves. Oh, you're not smart enough, or you don't deserve this. It's time for you to remove them from your life, for sure. Because they're not going to change for you. They're not willing to grow with you. It's time to remove that negativity out of your life. Respect them from a distance. Just respect them because they're a human being, and that's that. On to the next one.
Absolutely. Why is our appearance so important as a female? Because we live in a misogynistic society where we don't treat women equally. So ideally, like, your appearance shouldn't, you shouldn't as a woman have to wear makeup. I think we have this idea like men don't have to wear makeup, but women do. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot prettier women without makeup than me.
No, I agree.
Just like, we live in a patriarchal society that doesn't treat women equally. So as a woman, you just have to understand, like, if you go to a job interview without makeup, you're probably gonna be discriminated against.
That's not right. That's one thing. It's not right, but you probably will.
It's just like, if you're a minority in this country and you get pulled over, you have better chance of getting in trouble. If you're a minority in this country and you get sentenced, like, you're probably gonna get a longer sentence than a white man or a white woman. It's just something we need to change as a society, and you're absolutely right, it's not fair.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're absolutely right, it's not fair. You shouldn't have to worry about your appearance whatsoever. But it's one of those things that here in America, we definitely need to try to change. I mean, all over the world. Yeah, all over the world, we need to try to change. So I appreciate you asking that question. I wish we had a better answer for you.
I mean, that's just, it's our society has a long way to go.
Yeah, it definitely does. And the best way to change that, you know, whenever you decide to have kids, you females out there that are asking these questions, or nieces and nephews, little cousins, you know, try to talk to them about not worrying about how they look as much. You know, stop spending 2 hours in the restroom before you leave the house, you know. Spend maybe 10, 15 minutes, put your clothes on, do what you got to do, and walk out and be more comfortable with yourself without all that makeup. That may change the culture up a little bit. A lot has to do with us guys because, you know, we're just disrespectful at a young age, but we'll definitely try to do our best too as well by spreading the word.
And change the language, like.
Change the language is a big one, JP.
So, like, in society, like, oh, you're a girl. Like that's looked at as, like, a down thing. Like, that shouldn't be the case. Or, like, you call someone a bitch, it's like a female dog. It's a female term. Like, a slut's a female term. So we need to change the language instead of saying, like, this separates the men from the boys. I mean, like, this separates the women from the girls. Like, we need to build women up in our speech. Us doing that will help change it. We have a long way to go, though.
We do, indeed.
So watch your language. Like, stop saying, like, stop being a girl.
I like it.
Stuff like that. Next one is, how can I overcome a mistake I made?
So we've all made mistakes. Let's get that clear. We've all done something where we're like, what was I thinking? Oh my gosh. We thought our life was over. This is so embarrassing. Like, all kinds of stuff, right? So, JP, I don't want to ask any personal stories or anything about mistakes that you made. What helped you overcome a mistake that you made?
Understand why you made the mistake, why you don't want to make it again, and learn how to correct it every single time.
Learn from it was my number one. That's exactly what I was going to say. I had to learn from every mistake that I've made. Once you learn from it, it's a lot harder to make that mistake if you actually learn from it. But if I don't learn from it, then I'm just going to go through that pain again because I didn't, you know, take
it seriously. And it will make you a better person. Like, it doesn't matter, like, what you did. Like, you'll learn from it and grow and be better. Just understand why you made it and why you made that mistake and why you don't want to do it again. Once you do that, you will have learned from it. You won't do it again.
Indeed.
What if my parents don't want to listen to my concerns?
Teachers, coaches, counselors, friends, family. There's so many people in your life, there's so many people you come in contact with that are willing to listen to you. Your parents may not respect your concerns right now. And again, like JP said earlier, that's part of them being fearful. They're just terrified. You're their child. You know, they gave birth to you. They gave you life, and now you're out older doing things, and they have no idea what's going on through your head, and they have no idea what's going on out there. So they want to keep you safe. So at the end of the day, they may not be able to listen to you, but somebody else out there will. I can't tell you how many times I've had to listen to kids tell me things because their parents weren't willing to listen to them. It's not because their parents were bad parents. It's just because, you know, their parents were tired. They have, you know, they're working two jobs, or it's just a single parent. There's so many different variables that come into play. But at the end of the day, there's always somebody out there willing to listen to you. Always. There's hotlines you can call. They'll just sit there and listen to you talk and try to give you the best advice they can. I'm like, all right, if you need to call me again, you know, here's my number, here goes my extension, and blah, blah, blah. There's always somebody out there willing to listen to you. I understand it's tough because you want your parents to listen to you, but that's where you have to grow up just a little bit, because at the end of the day, you're not going to always get what you want.
I think overall with these questions, adults are not listening to children very well.
Oh, that's 100%. That's been like that since the beginning of time, I believe.
So I think as a society, we all need to listen better. And everything Tim said, there's always someone willing to help you. But if you're an adult listening to this, listen to understand, not to respond. It's all just try to be better listeners. We should do a listen episode. How to be a better listener.
I actually like that. Right. Power of listening.
Nice. How can I deal with the pressure to have sex?
It's your choice. At the end of the day.
Protection.
Oh, for sure. Protection is a big deal.
Protection. You cannot afford a child.
You don't want babies having babies.
I can't afford a child.
I still can't afford a child. I'm struggling. In all reality, though, it's your choice. You know, I understand how it is being a teenager. You understand how it is being a teenager. It's tough, especially hormones are running through your body. All you see are girls, or if you're a girl, all you see are boys. And if you like the same sex, all you see is that same sex, whatever.
Everyone's peer pressuring you to have sex. And then if you do a certain thing in sex, they call you like a freak or a slut.
Exactly. And then all of a sudden, you got to keep up with whatever your best friend's doing over here. And it's tough. It's hard, man. Sex in high school is like...
You can't win, regardless.
There's no win whatsoever. The only way you could possibly win is hey, I'm not going to have sex, and you really don't have sex. That's the only way you're really winning.
And exactly. Even then, you're going to get made fun of.
Exactly. No matter what you decide to do, you're going to get made fun of. That's the hard part about it. You could have sex at the age of 13 years old, be the coolest kid at 13, and then all of a sudden when you're 16, man, you haven't had any since you were 13 years old. Get out of here. That's how bad it is. No matter what you do, it's still going to get made fun of. But the best way to handle that, if you don't want to have sex, don't put yourself in a position, hey, I'm one-on-one with this boy, and I know I like him, he likes me, I know exactly what he's going to do. And if you're a boy and you don't want to have sex, and this girl keeps talking about sex, don't put yourself in a position one-on-one with her where she can talk you into it. Because at the end of the day, hormones win a lot of the time, man. They win. When you're stuck one-on-one with somebody and you're sexually attracted to him, she's sexually attracted to you, that wins. Every time, almost. Almost every single time.
Well, on the last episode, we did one on peer pressure, and we said you have to be confident in why you're not doing something. You just have to have a don't care. That's what you need to do here. I want to do this, this, and this sexually. If you want to do something further, I don't care.
Southside Park, we apologize for the alarms. We're back to it.
But yeah, you have to say an I don't care. You're not going to peer pressure me past this point. So know what you want to do. Know why you only want to go this far sexually. And if someone wants to go further than that, you just need to cut them off. That's all it is. There's a benefit to not caring. Because you're going to get ridiculed regardless. There was a question earlier about how do you make everyone happy?
This is one of those situations, right?
You're definitely, it doesn't matter, you can't win here. So don't kiss and tell. Always wear protection if you're going to have sex. And don't do anything you don't want to do. And if they want to go further, just cut them off. No, you need to respect me.
Respect me.
And I don't care, because this is how I feel. And if they don't, it's like the thing we talked about earlier, why should I respect you if you don't respect me? You don't respect my boundaries sexually, then I don't need you to be around me.
And here's the cool thing about being a teenager and talking about sex. And if you don't want to have sex and everybody's making fun of you, it's high school. 2 weeks, nobody's gonna be talking about it anymore. It's gonna be a new subject, and they're gonna be talking about the new Jordans that came out or something like that. So it's okay. If you don't want to have sex, don't have sex. It is what it is.
And you don't have to talk about your sexual history with anybody. So if someone's like, hey, have you ever done this before? Hey, none of your business.
Yeah, it's not a mandatory question, for sure. It's mind your business. That's what that kind of answer is, for sure.
If mind your business doesn't work, just be like, I don't kiss and tell.
gentleman never kisses and tells. I wish I had a time when I did that.
Poor lady. We're trying to change the language.
We are trying to change a lady. A lady never kisses and tells. Do silence. Do silence. I said that a little too feminine, man.
What's wrong with that, man?
I sound soft, man. I'm tough.
Tim, you're 130 pounds, yo.
Not even anymore, man. I'm losing weight. Oh, I struggle with running, man. Next question.
What if I don't have a religion?
That's okay. Because guess what? There's a lot of people out here that don't.
I mean, on top of that, like, there's nothing wrong with not having religion. There's something wrong with, like, hurting people, doing something, like, killing someone, robbing someone. But you don't have to be religious to understand that. You can have morals without being religious. There's nothing wrong with not having religion.
I agree 100%. There's a lot of people, especially
you can have character and integrity without having religion.
Yeah, especially millennials. And a lot of millennials are questioning religion, and it's okay. I feel like it's okay. I mean, if you feel like you need to go to church, you need to have a religion, that's your choice. I respect you either way. Like, it doesn't change who I am as a person. I feel like it doesn't really change who you are as a person. But at the exact same time, you know, I went to church as a kid. You went to church.
There's more than one way to get morals.
Exactly.
There's a lot of things that aren't covered in historical texts. Like, there's no Bible verse for how to text message properly. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you just have to learn that.
Right.
There's no Bible verse for, hey, how do you quit a job properly?
Right.
Like, there's things you have to learn, like, through experience. Yes, that's the next question.
I was like, wait a minute.
But, like, you can learn morals through, like, coaches, friends, parents. Like, the best way to learn morals is see what your parents are doing. Your parents can be like, they can take you to church every single day, but if they're cussing, and they're yelling at each other, and they're not giving back to the community, guess what your kid's going to do? They're going to cuss. They're going to yell in their relationships. They're not going to go out and volunteer. So, like, there has to be actions behind it. You don't need religion to do great things in your life.
And if you parents, you want your kids to have good morals, lead by example. For sure. Lead by example.
Next question is, how do you quit a job the correct way? 2 weeks notice, maybe write a letter like, I appreciate this opportunity, I'm going somewhere else.
You never know if you have to come back to that job. I've been around.
Don't burn any bridges.
Yeah, for sure, because there's times where you never know. I have a friend that quit a job, thought he was golden, just walked out like, hey, this is my last day, it is what it is. Thought he was good. Goes to this other job, he didn't end up getting hired like he thought he was gonna get hired. Tried to go back to the job he quit, and they did not take him back. So he was out of a job for a good, like, 3 weeks before he found something else. You don't ever want to do something like that. A 2 weeks notice, I promise you, management teams respect that so much. And 9 times out of 10, from my experience, especially in the restaurant business, hey, if you need to come back or anything, just give me a call, man. We'll gladly take you whenever you give that 2 weeks notice, whenever you...
That's like any job.
Yeah, when you quit a job the correct way, I mean, there's so much more positive things that come out of it.
Because you wouldn't want, like, to be show up to work one day and your coworker just hangs you dry. Like, no one wants that to happen. So just 2 weeks, write something positive, like, I appreciate this opportunity, found somewhere else, feel like I need to grow as a person. You've helped me grow while I was here. Thank you. Boom. You're good.
Deuces.
And the last one, Tim, how can we take accountability if the adults around us do not?
That's tough. That is tough. That is like, how? It's kind of like me telling the parents, you know, lead by example. If you're not leading by example, but yet you're telling them to act a certain way, these kids are starting to question that. They're getting old enough to where they can question that. They're starting to think for themselves. They're not 7 or 8 years old.
Because you want to be better than them. You want to be the best person you can be.
Exactly.
You have goals you got to reach, and to reach them, you have to be accountable.
Exactly. If you don't show accountability for your actions, you're just going to be making excuses for the rest of your life. You're not going to be happy. You're not going to be passionate about what you're doing. You're going to end up in that position. Take accountability. Don't be scared to fail. And if you do fail, acknowledge it. It is what it is. Now learn from it and let's move on. Let's try to grow and surround yourself with positive people. I promise you're going to be all right.
So if your parents aren't holding themselves accountable, you need to hold yourself accountable and cut them off the first second you can, because you want to be the best person you can be.
You don't have to necessarily stop talking to them. Learn from their mistakes. You can learn from other people's mistakes for sure. And if they're not showing accountability and you want to be better than that, whenever you have kids or whenever you're around other people, just show accountability. It's as simple as that. Understand who they are as a people and understand that they do not want to show accountability. And if you try talking to them, try to grow as a person yourself. Never let anybody else slow you down just because they're your parent, your brother, your uncle, a teacher, just because they're your hero. Like, well, not said a quote, Denny, when you've been doing something long enough, if you live long enough, your heroes become your enemies or something like that. It was like,
are you talking about Batman?
Was that Batman who said that?
Yeah, that was, man, the Dark Knight movie, yeah.
That was Nas this whole time. Like, I don't know what I was thinking about. But either way, like, you don't want to, your heroes can be your enemies. And at the end of the day, like, that is still not going to stop you from doing something you're passionate about. Stay passionate to what you're doing. Show accountability. Acknowledge what you're doing. Stay positive.
There's always an adult in your life that's holding themselves accountable. And if you just talk to that adult, even if you feel like every adult's just complete failure, there's always at least one. So find someone you look up to, talk to them. I guarantee you, like, you randomly talking to them about, like, hey, you hold yourself accountable, how can I do this? They're going to be, like, humbled by it, and they'll definitely help you out. We're out of questions, though, Tim.
We are.
I like how you tried to cheat and pull up this quote around because you couldn't remember it.
Oh, it's been so long. Real quick, quote of the day. Hold on. Don't be a victim of negative self-talk. Remember, you are listening.
Again, you have to get this close to the screen.
Yo, my eyesight is so bad.
You could have scooted back and saw it.
But I see it actually really well for me. I need to go to the eye doctor, guys. This is bad.
Tim needs reading glasses.
Oh, I struggled back to third grade.
We'll see you on Monday with some more uplifting news. We're out.
Stay positive.